We're talking with Dr. Zane Giffen again with Western Reserve Hospital. And Zane, I know the couple of things that you want to get out in regards to Reserve Hospital and certainly with the urology department. And that's a new way to scheduling the appointments. And then I want to get into certainly what a urologist is all about and certainly the many ways that you can help us. But talk about that, scheduling the appointments. This is new to many.
Exactly right. So, you know, traditionally we've mainly scheduled appointments by phone. We've now rolled out online scheduling through the Western Reserve Hospital website, which allows patients to, you know, schedule a little more efficiently for some perhaps sensitive issues that they don't want to talk about over the phone. And we're excited to have that available starting this week.
So, you know, I guess the inner workings of it, exactly how's that going to work?
So patients can simply go to the website, westernreservehospital.org, and head over to the urology section and submit mm-hmm. their information. And they'll get a call back from our office to help them arrange their appointment in a timely fashion.
Well, that's easy enough. With us is Dr. Zane Giffen again with Western Reserve Hospital. So again, Zane, as I mentioned, I wanted to use this conversation for some insight as well. When we talk about urology, people hear the term, they hear about urologists, but talk about the ways where you guys can help our overall health.
Absolutely. You know, and part of the reason that, you know, I wanted to be a urologist was urology is a huge quality of life specialty. So we do deal with some cancers. We deal with the entire urinary tract, the kidneys, the bladder, and the other urinary organs. But we're uniquely positioned to help patients that have bothersome urinary symptoms, sexual health issues, low testosterone, those types of quality of life things that can make patients feel better pretty quickly.
You know, Zane, some of the things when you're talking about the WAKR listener, which is mostly a 55-plus listener, and that's going and urinating a number of times, maybe more than they ever have in their life. Some people say, oh, gosh, that means my health is going down. Some people say, well, that's because I'm drinking more. As a urologist, talk about that point in health, and is it a concern, or could it be?
Absolutely could be a concern. Our prostate, which is the culprit for about 85% of urinary symptoms in guys over 50, continues to grow as we age. And as that prostate grows, it can cause some pressure on the bladder and cause some urgency, frequency, rushing to the bathroom, getting up at night to pee, or diminished force of the urinary stream. Some of that is normal and related to aging. It's definitely common, but when it becomes bothersome, it's worth getting investigated. I like to tell my patients, there's only two organs we can't transplant, your brain and your bladder. So once your bladder wears out from getting beat up from the prostate, there's not a whole lot we can do except, you know, manage those symptoms. So an ounce of prevention, definitely worthwhile in terms of urinary health.
Dr. Giffen, when we say too many times making the trip to the bathroom, whether it be overnight, during the day, too many to me might be a number. Too many to Joe down the street might be a number, another number. But as a medical professional, you're a urologist. What is too many times where it should be concerning?
So I tell patients that can be very subjective. So, you know, for me, more than twice at night sounds bothersome, and voiding more than every 2 hours during the day sounds bothersome. But I do have some patients that urinate 4 or 5 times at night, and they tell me they're not bothered. We do some health checks, including an ultrasound of the bladder, to make sure that they're safe in doing that. And if it doesn't bother them, we may not treat it. At the same time, I treat some patients that only get up once at night, but it's new and it's really affecting their sleep quality, and we do what we can to help that. So, you know, I like to say that this is an area where I do a few checks to make sure that your bladder and kidneys are safe. And then at that point, it becomes pretty subjective in what I can do to help improve your quality of life.
With us is Dr. Zane Giffen with Western Reserve Hospital. He is a urologist. And Zane, I guess here's the question for you, because there's probably a wide spectrum of questions you get asked during the course of the day. And I guess I'm going to ask you, what are some of the most frequently asked questions you get as a urologist?
So one of the most common questions, probably everybody that comes in says, how much fluid should I drink? You know, how much do I need to drink? or my spouse won't drink any water. Is that a problem? And I tell patients, most of the time our body does a pretty good job at telling us when we're thirsty and when we need to drink. My kidney stone patients, I push them a little more to look at, you know, consuming 2 to 3 liters of fluid per day, which can sound like a lot for some people. But, you know, I don't think there's a hard number there as long as the urine looks relatively clear and that you're drinking when you're thirsty, especially during the hot summer months.
A lot of people associate high frequency of urination with diabetes, and maybe so. I'm going into your arena a little bit. But I bring that up because there's a couple of things with diabetes. Sometimes there's some pain in urination. There's a frequency in urination that is related to diabetes. And I bring that up because maybe you want to get some preventative care in place. So maybe talk about the relationship between urination, diabetes, and how maybe your job can help.
100%. So when there's excess sugar in the blood, some of that gets excreted into the urine, into the bladder, and the bladder actually doesn't like that sugar in the urine. It can be irritative to the bladder surface, and it can make patients more prone to urinary tract infections. So that's why my diabetic patients are a little more likely in that regard. So some of the medications that are prescribed by, you know, endocrinologists and primary care docs for diabetes work in that way. They reduce your blood sugar by getting rid of sugar into the urine, and that can cause some bothersome urinary symptoms. There are some ways that we can calm the bladder down through medications or various procedures to help make that more tolerable in our diabetic population.
With us, Dr. Zane Giffen, Western Reserve Hospital urologist here with us on WAKR. And Zane, just to whole wrap it up, because we've kind of touched on a lot of the questions, we probably, with the listeners, have them going, oh, I should have thought about that. We mentioned at the beginning, making their appointments. Talk about getting a hold of you folks to schedule an appointment. What's the easiest way?
Absolutely. And it really depends on patient preference. Again, we have an easy online scheduling, westernreservehospital.org/urology. So pretty simple web address, westernreservehospital.org/urology. And there's an appointment scheduling button there. Or our office number, which is staffed Monday through Friday, 330-971-7050. We keep some extra appointments available for urgent issues, and we're happy to see you today.
All right. Zane, thank you so much. Great insight and made it easy for folks to get a hold of you. And thank you for taking us into the world of a urologist. Thanks, Zane.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Ray.